he abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Allison Keyes in Washington. The scratch of the early favorite for the Kentucky Derby hours before the race has fans scrambling. Forte stumbled during a workout earlier in the week. At this point, five horses have died at the track in the past 7 days, and Forte is the fifth to scratch. Reporter Ed Peek is there.
Another scratch at Kentucky Derby 149 at Churchill Downs, and it's a big one. Forte, the 5-2 favorite, trained by Todd Pletcher and owned by Mike Rapole, has been scratch from the race. The Kentucky State Racing Commission visited the barn along with the trainer and the owner on Saturday morning. A winner in 5 of 6 starts, including the Florida Derby, was to break from post 15. The field now down to 18.
Glittering jewels, historic crowns, and a spectacular show in London at the coronation of King Charles III and the Queen.
I'm Vicki Barker in London. Charles III pledging to serve his people as his mother before him did for 70 years.
The things which I have herebefore promised, I will perform and keep. So help me God.
As he and Queen Camilla processed past their royal relatives, the family joined the congregation in singing God Save the King. Kate and several other women curtsying, some of the men bowing their heads.
In Ukraine, people donated blood in Kyiv during an event organized by a charity. There's a serious need for blood to treat both civilians and soldiers as the Russian war continues.
It's just hard to imagine how many blood you need for the moment.
A U.S. pilot is lucky after having to bail out of his plane in South Korea, CBS's David Martin.
Local firefighters were first on the scene, and there were no reports of injuries to civilians on the ground. The pilot was assigned to the 8th Fighter Wing, part of the 28,500 American servicemen and women serving in South Korea. There will now be an investigation into the cause of the crash.
Back in the U.S., Illinois is set to get more money to give health care to non-citizens. WBBM's Dave Berner.
The cost for Illinois to continue providing health care coverage to non-citizens who are otherwise ineligible for Medicaid benefits has been revised upward to over $1 billion for the upcoming fiscal year. As of the end of March, the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services estimated it would cost that much to fund the program that provides state-funded health care to individuals age 42 and older who would otherwise qualify for Medicaid if not for their citizenship status.
Three men are in the hospital after being stabbed near the University of Iowa overnight. Police say there was a large fight. They are still searching for a suspect, but they say there's no direct threat to the public. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 62, southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, isolated thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 54. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 77, mainly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
All right, y'all. I know it's cold out there. I know it's cold. It's Monday morning. Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes. I'm sorry, Earl, but it's cold all in the Midwest. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it is. Good morning. Welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Hey, man, you know, man, it was a lot better when we did radio and people didn't have to see you, because then you could just not even wash your face or brush your teeth and just wrinkled up clothes and just get on the air, you know, just get on the air. Now, folk looking at you. And, man, here it is, 8 o'clock in the morning, Gilbert, and, man, you look like a model. You got your makeup on. You got your hairline. Hey, man, you got a makeup person around there somewhere?
Hey, Earl, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, man. How you doing, man?
Let's have an intelligent conversation today.
All right, man. We're going to do that, man. We're going to do that. Let's get right at it, man.
Let's get at it, though.
You know, I was watching Deion Sanders. What's your take on Deion Sanders? You played with Deion a little bit, didn't you? Or did you miss him?
No, we played. I love him, man. He is a motivator. He is a high octane motivator on two legs.
He really is, man.
Kids love him, and that's the thing that you got to understand. Right now, them kids are going through a wall for him.
Yeah, they will.
Not because of what he used to do, but because of what he do now. That's the key, Earl. That's the key. What he used to do.
Oh, okay, man. You're implying that once you get old, you can't talk about what you used to do?
No. I'm saying he ain't going off of that, Earl.
So
he going off of how he doing them now. Treating them like men. Not treat them like little kids, little boys. Treat them like men, and putting that on their shoulders. When you mess up, either you're 12 or you're a grown man, and I'm going to treat you as such.
So let me ask you, man, because you played under different coaches, you know, high school, college, pros.
Yep.
You ran the gambit. How important is that coach, man?
A coach is a make it or break it in your career. It starts off with the high school coach or how he molded you to get you ready to go to college. Then when you get to college, that college coach like Nick Saban and all them other, like everybody wants a kid that was coached by Nick Saban.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Alabama.
Because, yes, he put some right.
Well, his brother was Lou Saban. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm just saying, man, using that as an example,
right.
Your high school coach gets you there. Your college coach gets you there. Then when you get to college, you got to have a guy that knows the game, understands the game. Is he going to be a player's coach or a hard-nosed coach or whatever he's going to be? You are prepared for either one.
You know, to get people to understand just how lucky and fortunate a guy is to make it to the NFL and to stay as long as you did, it's not just the person. It's not the individual talent, right? It's not the guy himself. It's all of those factors that go into getting Gilbert to where he is.
It's about how you value yourself and what kind of work you put into yourself for longevity. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I dislike working out. I really did. But I had to do it because if I didn't, I'd have been a 2 or 3 year guy and I'd have been doing what other people do instead of doing what I love to do. You got to sacrifice.
You know, Gilbert, I was in a grocery store yesterday, and I ran across a young man, 6'2", 6'3". I asked him how much he weighed, 290. He wasn't fat. And he played high school football. And I asked him, he just looked like, man. I said, man, where are you going to college? He said, well, I got a 3-point average, but, you know, a coach didn't follow through. Here he is, Gilbert. He looks like a cat, man. And I said, I was going to see if I could try to find. He's working in a doggone grocery store, man. But I said all that to say this, Gilbert. It's more than luck to get a guy to get drafted in the pros, right? Everything, all the stars got to be aligned right, right? And his family,
right,
in school, in high school, in college, it's not luck.
You're right, Earl. You're absolutely right. And I'm going to tell you this, too. Just like the times have changed, the coaches have changed.
Right.
Mostly high school coaches will get these kids in school. They don't want to do that no more.
No.
They don't want to do that. They don't want to go the little extra mile. You done used this kid up for 4 years. Now return the favor. Make sure he gets in school.
Yeah, I just got all I could think about, Gilbert, when I saw him was you. And I do a lot of different things. But my conscience wouldn't let me. I asked him his name, his number. I said, man, because if somebody don't step in, this is where he gonna be, right?
Yeah.
You know, 6'3", 290, hey, Gilbert, and man, a man mountain. And
look like an athlete.
Oh, man, and he played high school football. But the coach at the high school level didn't do what your coach did for you. And this is what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, people got to understand, man, all the different things that happen to make it possible for you to be where you are. Your family, you know, man, people you knew, the people who got Gilbert to where he is. And I know you've always appreciated and talked about all the people who got you where you are. How do we begin to see a guy like this? So he's on my mind because I'm going to see what I can do to contact some people. This kid shouldn't be, well, you know, working in some.
Well, see, Earl, that's that fatherhood in you. You know what I'm saying? We grab them kids and put them under our wing, and we want to do whatever we can for them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just wish that more coaches, see, they think, oh, they on that huddle or they on this, that. We ain't got to work or do anything. No, man, you got to make sure your kids get in school or you're not a real coach, man. You're not a real coach. You're not. Because that's just the chip off the old block. Return the favor.
You know, man, because I heard Deion yesterday or Saturday, after the draft, he raised all kind of hell because not one player from the historically black colleges got drafted. Not one. Not any from his teams. And he went off on the NFL and all the teams and said, man, you know, the fact he knew on his team there was three guys alone who should at least been drafted. But here he is in a different place, and he's still fighting for the guys that he had with him.
Yeah, man, it's a shame, man, because you know even some parts of the NFL, you know, all those kids we can just pick up, you know, or have an open trial, or have them come up or whatever. I mean, it's exceptional kids. They got to be exceptional to get drafted,
right?
From an HBCU, have to be exceptional.
You know, man, I got to thinking about this, Gilbert. When you played, they might have had 15 rounds, right?
They had more than seven. They had more than seven.
Now you only have seven. The last guy drafted was 265. Out of all the colleges and all the players, Gilbert, only 265 get drafted.
It's become a ratings thing, man. Because after the seventh or eighth round, okay, you lose your interest in, you know, keeping everything going.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But if they want to be fair, okay, do your seven rounds on TV. Now do your extra seven off TV. Get some more kids an opportunity to get in there.
Well, let me ask you.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you. Once you get drafted, you automatically get something, right? You get paid something.
No.
Oh, you don't?
No. You got to still sign the contract.
But you will be offered a contract.
Even though you get drafted, right, you will be offered what they want to give you.
If you're drafted.
You have no negotiation. I mean, you got some, but
the higher
you're not getting what you want. Yeah, it's a pecking order.
Yeah, sixth, seventh round. It's different, you know. They'll
take this check. This check. and six or seven rounds, they're gonna be like, "All right, man, I take it." All right, then.
Hey, listen, we've got to go to a break. Miss Anonymous, hang on. We'll get you on the other side.
Oh, Miss Anonymous is back. Yeah.
I told her.
Hi, Earl.
I told, hey, man, come on, man. I told her your hair was so nice and. And everything.
Get off me.
Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789.
Get him, Calvin.
Miss Anonymous is on the line. It's Monday with Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nacoosa, or find them on Facebook.
Support your local veterans organizations, the Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2534, and Vietnam Veterans of America. America Chapter 101 by participating in their Brat Fry at Quality Foods, 1021 West Grand Avenue from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on May 13th. Join Dr. Sebastian Zamfir from UW-Stevens Point, who will share a presentation on astronomy followed by a unique stargazing experience using the latest optical technology at the Stanton W. Meade Wildlife Area from 8:30 to 10 p.m. on Saturday, June 13th. It's free and open to the public, and no registration is required.
Radio advertising can change your business in a flash. Go from waiting around to no time to spare in no time flat. Do you have an event, need to hire, or have a message you need to get out? Call me, Ashley, today, 715-295-4922, because marketing starts early.
You should call my mom. She's good at this advertising stuff.
Call me today, 715-295-4922, and let's get started.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article in the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Baby.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phone lines and Miss Anonymous. Good morning, how are you?
Hello, Gilbert.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Fabulous Gilbert Brown.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Uh-oh. Hey, what about Mr. Fabulous?
Come on, man.
What about Earl?
I can't believe you did that to me. You got Earl in trouble. You got me in trouble with my man.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Gilbert.
Uh-oh. She didn't get me in trouble. He didn't get me in trouble.
Miss Anonymous, you can't get on the microphone talking like that. You got to put some bass in your voice.
Okay, you're right. Hello, Gilbert.
There you go.
Yeah, there we go. I just wanted to say I did not intentionally say hello to you, and I felt kind of bad about it afterwards. But anyway, hello.
Hey, all the girls walk past me anyway and speak to Earl first, so it's all right.
Come on, man.
No, I don't believe that. I do not believe that, especially with the description that Earl was saying. You're all hair slicked back this morning looking
No, you see, yeah. See, don't fall for the Miss Anonymous, don't fall for the trap. Earl trying to get me set up today. That's what he's trying to do.
Hey, Calvin, did you screen this call?
Yes, and I want to make a point about that. I was surprised to hear that it sounded like I'm the only woman who's called so far. How is that possible? Come on, ladies. Come on.
Donnie, that's what we're talking about, right? We're going to get it right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're still early in the process, and it's good to know that there's some femininity listening to us.
Yes.
You know. Always.
Especially the Grave Digger. I mean, 10 years with our awesome Green Bay Packers, the 61 solo tackle.
So you're making Nye's head is swelling. See, he doesn't need any help with that.
I think he did. I think he was slighted last week when I did not say hello to him. So hello, Gilbert. Uh-oh.
Okay, Miss Anonymous. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
We've been heard move off. Let's go somewhere else, man. We supposed to be talking about football?
Yeah. I see. She got you flustered. Hey, I see she had you flustered on there, Earl.
Oh man, let's do.
I'm gonna go out, Earl. I'm gonna go out and buy the frying pan myself this time.
Hey, let's look, man. Listen to this. Okay, so the Packers, 13 yeah. different draft picks, man. And
13.
And are they in a rebuilding mode? Is it official now? In your opinion?
I believe so. I believe so. With what they have lost and what they're probably going to lose, they're probably going to lose a couple more guys.
Veterans, yes.
They're trying to get some younger youth, younger guys, you know, in there as key positions to grow. So, yeah, I think it's officially turned into a rebuild.
So isn't that the best way to go if you're going to rebuild to start with all young players?
I wouldn't say all. You're going to still need some veterans in there, sprinkled in there, you know.
Like when the Packers
brought in Reggie. I'm gonna say when my era, our rebuild started at least 92, 93. Okay. And then we didn't really have to rebuild after that because with the GM that we had, Ron Wolf, he stacked players. He stacked good players behind good players. So when it came down to that era thinning out, or when Mike Sherman took over as general manager, you know, we started to decline in, you know, great backup players. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And now that that has ran its course, now it's time to reshuffle.
You know, Gilbert, for 30 years, and the Packer fans have been spoiled.
Yeah.
Because for 30 years, 15 under what's his name, man?
Brett Favre.
And 15 years under Aaron Rodgers. 30 years, the Packers haven't had to completely rebuild. Now, we've seen some teams like the Chicago Bears and Detroit Lions trying to rebuild for 30 years.
100 years.
And they haven't been able to rebuild.
No.
So rebuilding is not an easy thing, right?
It is not. I mean, the last time the Bears really done anything was 85.
Right.
I think Detroit was 1952.
No, it was in the 60s. But go ahead.
The Vikings, I think 52 was the last championship, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it might have been the last championship, right.
And then the Vikings, they went to the Super Bowl four times, but they just pissed down their leg all four times.
In the 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
So Packer fans who are not used to this, Gilbert, how do you think they're going to take it?
Oh, it's going to be rough. Yeah, it's going to be rough. But the love for your team is going to keep you centered.
Yeah, because they're still going to sell out, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they can have Mickey Mouse at quarterback. They're going to sell out.
Listen, we've got to go to a break. Al, we'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. We got a lot to talk about.
Don't forget your boy, Gouda, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
we're going to
talk about him on the other side, man.
Please.
Yeah, under the helmet with the grave digger. Hey, Gilbert. How you doing, man? How you doing? That's everything.
Hey man, talk we'll to them right ladies there. Like that, man. Right. Talk to them ladies like that, man.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingress Thompson & Walks has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Fox, GTWLawyers.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 62. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight. Isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 54. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Mainly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 59.
All right, Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Brian Gutekris, who is the, what is his job, man? He's the
general manager
of the Green Bay Packers, was asked a question.
The talent dude.
Yeah,
that's what
after
we call
the draft. Here was the question that was asked, according to Rob Dabrowski with ESPN.
Dabrowski.
You've heard of him?
Yes.
Okay.
Credible guy.
Oh, he is credible. Okay. So he asked, Gutekris was asked Saturday in the post-draft press conference if the Packers would give Love a fifth-year option. Gutekris said the Packers needed time to figure that out and offered an answer that caused him to question how much confidence the front office has in Love. It's a lot of money for a guy who hasn't played, but at the same time, we're moving forward with him as the starter. Gilbert, if I'm Jordan Love and I hear that,
I'm pissed. I'm pissed, first of all.
Okay.
Second of all, you sent it mixed messages. Or it sounds like you're saying, oh, it's all messed up now. We got to keep him now. So, you know, we done talked all this good about him, but we kind of a little unsure if we want to give him this money. He got to prove himself. Are you serious? Yeah. Are you serious? What kind of GM would say something like that?
Well, I'm asking you the impact that would have on a player. You played the game.
This man needs all the confidence he can get. You putting him in a pair of shoes when he wears size 14 and it's a size 20. And you go sit up and say something stupid like that. Are you serious? Come on, man. You gotta get this kid right. You gotta get him right. You can't start him off doubting himself. Because right now he's the one that got the reins to the horse. What are you saying? Now you gotta have the guy that you just drafted help hold the reins? No. That chump that they just drafted gotta sit down. He gotta sit down like Jordan Love did and pay attention. Because Jordan Love is the man right now. Until he go out there and messes up to high heaven, you got to give this boy a chance, and you got to give him some confidence, and you got to get behind him. Oh, I don't know if we want to talk about the fifth. Man, shut your... but don't get me started, man. Don't get me started. For a GM to say that to a young kid that you've been praising,
right?
Now you're going to start playing games with him? Yeah. If I was the GM, I'ma say, hell yeah, we gon', even if I ain't gonna do it, I'ma be like, hell yes, I'm gonna give him that fifth year, and we're gonna go just to give him that confidence. You can play a poker face if you had to, but don't be stupid and pull him out of his drop before he get in his drop.
You know, Gilbert, this is his fourth year. It's you drafted him. It's not his fault. He hasn't played because one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the game was there. He learned under the 4 years. You guys didn't go and get another backup.
Just like the Aaron Rodgers. One before him did.
Right.
Just like the one before him did.
And so under those years, you saw something in him. That you kept him and you didn't go get somebody else, right?
Yeah.
So you kept him as the backup. So now, whatever that cost is, you're not talking about paying him $50 million.
Now, all of a sudden. You hear what you said, Earl?
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, it's changing. So is he doubting himself too?
Well, so the question was, And Gutekunst said, well, we have to see before we go out and get a veteran backup. Now.
That's wrong, man. That's wrong. I'm on the Jordan Love train, right?
Yeah.
Now you trying to tell me, let's not all get on there yet. Are you serious? Well, come on, man.
Well, you know, Gilbert, Aaron Rodgers' first year, he was 6-9. So,
God forbid Jordan Love be 6-9.
I know, this is what I'm saying.
I'm just saying that he going to catch hell if he's 6-9. He's going to catch hell.
Yeah, but Gilbert, for the most part, you know, he playing the toughest position in the game. And people can say whatever it is they want to say. He is not the quarterback for, you know, these young quarterbacks for Philadelphia and even the Bears. And he's not a running quarterback, right? I mean, that's not his – he's a drop-back quarterback. Is it safe to say that?
He's a pocket quarterback.
Right, he's a pocket quarterback, but we
really can't call him any of that, Earl, because we haven't seen it yet.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Let him play a full season, and then let's tell him what he is. Because his MO can change at the drop of a dime.
Let's go to the phone lines and Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave. You say what?
Hey, good morning, guys. Really quickly, you know, as far as picking up Sean Clifford in the fifth round, I don't have a problem with that, only just because if you look at his stats from Penn State, the guy did a phenomenal job. I mean, he actually beat out the starter, a few years ago, and he got drafted in the second round. I don't know the other guy's name, but at the end of the day, listen, when the Packers, if people had to remember this is what I tell Gilbert, when Aaron Rodgers and what have you was the starter, they drafted, you know, Ty Deppner, Mark Brunell, some other, you know, Aaron Brooks. They drafted other quarterbacks, and we got some draft picks for them. So at the end of the day, if hypothetically, let's say this Clifton actually could be potentially a very good quarterback, the Packers are going to get some good draft choices for him down the road. They could
David. My focus was not so much on the second round, that quarterback. It was the fact that Gutekunst and them made a statement that they're not ready to take up the fifth year in the guy who's going to be their starting quarterback. And as Gilbert was saying, that has an impact on him.
Yeah, that will have an impact on him, but hopefully a good impact where it'll make him more motivated. Hey, you know what? They just traded Aaron Rodgers, so he gets the keys to the car right now. And this is kind of like going to be a show-and-tell year for him, for Jordan Love. And I think it's like anything it's like anything else. Hopefully he performs well, and if he does, they're certainly going to – they'll just lump in that fifth-year option with maybe, you know, some
Why don't they just do it right away, man, to let him know we got confidence in him?
Well, he could get severely injured. I mean,
Gilbert, you want to respond to David?
So what I'm saying is it's one of those risk-reward type of things.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for the call. So, Gilbert, my thing is, whether he gets injured or not, that's with anybody. They got to give him – we got confidence in you. The answer should have been, yes, we're going to take him for the fifth year, right?
Any kind of – I mean, just coming into the shoes that he got to step in, it ain't like the dude was a good guy. This is GOAT status. You taking over for a GOAT.
Right.
Almost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It ain't like a guy taking over for some Joe Blow that played two, three years that was mediocre. You know what I'm saying? So the confidence level he has to have has to come from from upstairs and in the locker room. And you ain't gonna, and you, why play games? Hey, I'm gonna be like, you know what? We are so happy to have this kid on our team. I mean, we got to pick up that fifth year. Just because you, even if you go out and get somebody or whatever, Jordan Love is the man until he fall on his face. And I don't see him doing it.
So whatever happens this season, the entire season, because you're rebuilding, I don't care if he falls on his face, he plays the whole year as your starting quarterback. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Unless something happens, and there's no saying this young cat that they just picked up, if he becomes the number two quarterback, there's a whole different scheme that this young cat ain't played yet.
Right.
He ain't seen what he about to see.
So whatever he did in Penn State, that's Penn State.
Don't mean nothing. leave it at the Nittany Lions doorstep.
You know, man. I'm looking at the Packer draft, and mm-hmm. and Lucas Van Ness, who is their number one pick, 13th overall. Any cat who gets drafted number 13 is, I mean, you really got some confidence in that guy. This guy didn't even start for Penn State, but they say he's got the whole career ahead of him. He's 21 years old. He's lightning. He got 4.6 speed. He's 6'5", 272 pounders. He's the next Reggie White.
No. No, you push the envelope too far now. No.
Okay,
he's a rookie. He's going to be a rookie. That's going to be learned. Okay. Now he got good speed. He got good power. But like I say, Earl, if you get out there, you look like Tarzan and play like Jane, and you're a first rounder, then we're gonna have problems. I suspect this kid don't be like that though. He's from Iowa, you know. He's a good lean looking kid that's strong, can get off the rock when he got to. You know what I'm saying? I don't see him beating out no Gary or no
Smith.
Preston yet, but. Time will tell. You know what I'm saying? We got to get in the training camp. We got to see. You know what I'm saying?
You know, a couple weeks back, Gilbert, you told us, you said, I don't care what they look like, what you look like in college. When mm-hmm. you get to the pros, mm-hmm. every Sunday, there's another cat across from you.
You're
it ain't going to be chicken liver.
You playing against another everybody's All-American.
Huh?
Yep, you're playing against everybody's All-American.
And so even as good as they anticipate him to be, he's going to take some L's.
Oh, yeah. You're going to take some. You're going to take your lumps now. You're going to take some lumps, man. I remember in college when I got out there, I thought I was all world. Played against Oklahoma. They wore my tail out. They wore my tail out, man. So everybody take their lumps. I don't care who you are. Deion Sanders took his lumps.
Right.
You know what I mean? Brett Favre took his lumps in Atlanta.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Did. Yeah, he did.
You ain't gonna miss that, but it's how you bounce back. It's how you prepare for the next time. It sets you apart from everybody else.
So when we're going to go to a break, but when we come back, I'm going to ask you, when you're a veteran and you watch all these young players that they're drafted and they're going to be bringing in, are you looking over your shoulder? Because they're in a rebuild. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Under the helmet with the grave digger. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers trained to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You know me. Are you comfortable?
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, under helmet with the grave digger. Let's go to the phone lines, and Vincent from Lannan. Hey, good morning to you, Vincent. How you doing? You have a question or comment?
Hey, good morning, Earl. And I have a question, man, for the grave digger. Will Wisconsin give Jordan Love a chance? Will they give the brother a chance? It seems like they have a short stick, especially after Ray Rhodes, for brothers that hopefully don't think they work out. But the fact is, will they give him a chance?
I hope so, man. I really do, man. I mean, you know, you go out and you draft a kid and you go back and you say, okay, yeah, you need a backup. Absolutely. You do need a backup. You know what I'm saying? But don't start playing games with him, man. Let this kid go out here and lose the job on himself. Let him lose the job himself. Don't let him lose the job over something crazy. Let him lose his job on himself.
You know, Vincent and Gilbert, it's one thing to whether or not the coaches of the Packers and the owners, and the management of the Packers give him a chance. But we also got to say the fans, are they going to give him a chance? Because the first time he throws an interception, the first time he throws two interceptions in a game, the boos are going to come down. And I don't know if that was the case. Gilbert, you played the game. You know how difficult it is, even though he's been there 4 years. When he's up in front of that live artillery, right? And they hit him a few times. He's going to question himself, right? I mean, is that the way it goes?
I wouldn't say more questioning himself, Earl. I'm going to sit up there and say, He gotta have more confidence in himself, because there's a difference coming off the bench,
right,
than going in as the main.
Right.
I mean, you coming off the bench, oh, yeah, it's no problem. I go out and do this, that. You are coming off as the man now. You see what I'm saying? It's a whole different animal now. You know what I mean? And he needs all the help, all the confidence, all the backup. And the fans, man, hey, Aaron Rodgers is gone.
Yeah,
he's gone. he ain't worried about y'all. He in New York right now. Getting right. It's all about Jordan Love around him. Period.
Vincent?
Like 9-8 or 8-9 and stuff like that. That the fans, you know, don't jump on him like we're supposed to have this great season. The fact is, he's basically a rookie, you know, coming out, you know, out there on the field. And so I just want to see Wisconsin stand up for this guy, you know, and not kick him to the curbs. And like you say, as soon as things maybe go south a little bit.
Yeah, well, things are gonna go south.
Yeah, it's gonna go bad. It's gonna go bad, but they gotta understand, get this cat a chance, man. It's kind of like you went back and you said that name, Ray Rhodes. Ray Rhodes was 8-8, got fired.
Yeah, one.
Mike Sherman came in. The following year, he was 8-8, and became GM. Are you kidding me? Aaron Rodgers took over for Brett Favre. His first year was what'd you say it was? 6-9?
6-9.
So Jordan Love comes in. What if his first season is 6-9? They gave Aaron Rodgers a chance to redeem himself. No, and going into this, Jordan Love is gonna give us the best he can give us, but we gotta give him a chance.
Hey Vincent, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. CJ, thank you very much for the call. You say what quickly?
Yes, Earl and Gilbert, thanks for taking my call. Jordan Love learned under Aaron Rodgers just the way Aaron Rodgers learned under Brett Favre. I saw Jordan play the preseason last year. He looked spectacular at times. He's going to do a phenomenal job. I just believe in this kid. I'm happy to see him get the chance. And just remember, he learned from Aaron. And just the way Aaron learned from Favre, we were so disappointed to see Brett leave. But I tell you what, Aaron stepped up just the way Jordan's going to. So, and I wish him good luck, and he's going to be incredible.
CJ, thank you very much for the call. You know, Gilbert, all that stuff sounds fine until, you know, because learning under the best – you're not the best. I mean, that's not who you are, right?
It's not guaranteed. No, it's not guaranteed.
It's not. You had cats who came after you in your position.
Oh, yeah.
And they were not Gilbert Brown. They weren't the Gravedigger.
That's what makes football competition, man. You know, if you got somebody at your back door knocking at the back door, it's going to push you to do what you need to do. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Everybody needs competition, or you're going to get complacent.
Yeah. Well,
who you talking to? Miss Anonymous over there? Who are you waving at over there? She walked past the window?
That's Sandy Williams, man.
Oh, tell Big Sandy. I said, what's up, man?
The grave digger said, what's up, Sandy? Hey, man. You know, Gilbert, it is something that I think we need to be having these conversations as we ramp this thing up with fans and make fans understand that this is the Packers that are going through a transformation and don't expect, you know, 12-3 or 12-5 ain't happening. Number one,
he can surprise us, Earl.
Number one, Detroit is going to be better. Chicago is going to be better.
They look good, man. Them chumps look good on paper.
The Lions, man.
Them chumps look good on paper.
Hey, Gilbert, they're not going to lose two games every season to the Green Bay Packers. Okay,
meow.
So that alone is going to give them two more wins than they've been getting. The Chicago Bears, not going to get two more wins than they've been
getting. I still ain't heard them roar yet.
What you got against them, man? They're pretty. You saw them last year.
I don't like nobody in our division. That's why I go bear hunting with a switch.
we gotta go, man. I don't know. It goes too fast.
It do, brother.
I'll see you next Monday.
See you and Calvin next Monday.
All right. Under the helmet with the grave digger. See you next week. All right. Up next, Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on